Welcome to Simply Gardening with Kath Irvine. Kath Irvine is a gardener and author. She joins us here at Coast Access Radio to give us some advice on how to have an easy, healthy, happy garden. Welcome to the show. Simply Gardening time. I have Kath Irvine in the studio with me. Hello, Kath Irvine.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you.
You too.
I'm taking you off track a little bit today.
Good.
Because I am asking you questions on behalf of those people who have lost their garden mojo a little bit because of winter. This is obviously a question from me to you.
Have you lost your garden mojo?
A little bit.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't see the daylight very much, and then when I do on a weekend, I'm struggling to get out into the garden.
Yeah, well, hey, roll with it. You know, you know, we have to look after ourselves in this way, and sometimes we just need a warm cuppa and a fireside and a good podcast.
Yeah, about gardening.
Of course about gardening and a book. So it is very good to honour that. But I would suggest at some point in your cosy day, fresh air is also soul food, but you can do it in a very gentle way. Maybe don't get your gardening clothes on, but wrap up really warm and wander with the intention to observe and see what's happening. Because the thing that is on our side at this time of year is that everything is growing very slowly. So that is an advantage. We're also not under pressure from things drying out.
That's true.
Yeah, although we have not had a lot of rain this winter at all. So if you're not working the land, sometimes you can think, oh, it's wet. But actually the ground is still hard in a lot of places that normally would be mushy. We have not had a lot of rain. So particularly if you are have things in pots or in a greenhouse, as you wander around and observing, poke your finger in the soil just to feel how they are. If you do think something feels a little bit dry, a very, very light water is all you want. You do not want to get them wet. This is not summer. Plants are hardly transpiring at all. They're not losing a lot of water. So just take it easy on the waterfront. Check in as you wander around on your compost and your worm farm as well. Just have a good old poke around with everything. See how everything's going, because the and I think this observation and this listening to your garden is the main function of the gardener. Yeah, just to be in touch. And you might hardly do anything, but actually you're keeping in touch with how everything is going. Feel your worms. When you take the lid off your worms, that's your first bit of information. Such an important check-in for home worm farms. Is there a sense of it being warm or freezing when you lift up those covers on top? Add more covers, and by cover, all I mean is hay, straw, newspaper, cardboard, just something insulating on top. Do they need more food or not? Just keep them ticking along through winter. And if you have any gaps in your veggie garden as you're wandering around, it's not going to be far away before things start growing again. And that's what you're wanting to keep your eyes on, really, is are things stopped? Are they still moving? Any gaps, it is worth filling them. And there are still things you can poke in there, even if it's cold. Mitsuna is a wonderful, I love that sort of peppery green through winter. It can handle all the cold and frost you can chuck at it. Poking in a few broad beans here and there is a wonderful. We're looking at trying to get diversity in all the patches, our little bare patches in our garden. Poke in a broad bean, a couple of peas, a broccoli, any of the leafy greens, chard, silver beet, spinaches, parsley. There's not a lot of companion flowers at this time of year, but even still, there are little heartsies and calendulas and cornflowers that we can be planting in. So just get your little diverse bundles of look ahead on your observational walk. You might think, oh, I'm going to pop down to the garden centre tomorrow and I'll just grab a really nice mixture of some winter veggies because I have got those few gaps. And, you know, they're going to grow really slowly, but they will still grow. So just put a little handful of your homemade compost under each seedling, or a bit of vermicast or a little bit of both. It's all they need. And plant away, and then in 6 weeks' time, you'll be reaping, starting to reap the benefit of the leafy greens for starters, but a little bit longer for the others. But yeah, observation.
I think that's quite inspiring. You can do that with your cup of tea.
Totally.
And your woolly hat on.
Yeah. And if you can, even if you think, because gardening doesn't have to be about doing, I guess that's the essence of this message. Looking and listening is like 50% of your job, actually, just keeping in touch with things. So before things sort of slide downhill too badly, you want to be able to catch them and lift them up with those simple little tweaks, you know. Yeah, and keep your garden full. Keep your garden full, because soon the weeds will be springing into life, and let's have other plants there holding the space.
Very good advice. And for me, I'm thinking, oh yes, I still have a whole bunch of seeds. My seeds that are my living mulch, I could certainly do with putting some more in some gaps.
Yes.
That's not going to take me long.
No.
I think I'm getting my mojo back.
Cool.
Just listening to you.
Nice.
Kath Irvine, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And breaking the curse of the winter mojo, for me anyway. See you next time.
See ya.
This program was produced at and first aired on Coast Access Radio, supported by Erirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air. Enjoyed this episode? Subscribe to stay up to date. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts.